Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Instagram and Snapchat?
The cool way to connect is now email.
We're TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And the telephone.
Landlines are the coolest.
877-931-4TNT.
877-931-4868.
Hate it when they put letters in it.
Now, more of the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
A couple good emails we just read this morning. One was a guy actually posted a picture of him listening to the podcast from driving from Kansas to Phoenix. I put that on Twitter, the picture, because the podcast is labeled Penises. You know, just duh.
And it's got our name right underneath.
Yeah, right there. So yeah. It's real simple to do that, but please listen to radio because that's why we're up in the morning, and that involves his other email.
Yep, you had to get up early. This is from Corey.
Yep.
To work. And go to work to see a patient right. Before we left for the day. I've never been up early enough to hear the appetizer.
Appetizer is 5 to 5:30 yeah. Central.
It's highlights.
But we're sitting here. We're here. We're actually here.
Previous day's shows. Yeah, we're sitting here ignoring the appetizer.
Big time.
Yeah. But thank you for listening to it.
Yeah.
You guys are right. It sucks ass being up this early. Kudos on doing this ass every day.
Damn right.
I got thinking about it. I've been waking up at this hour. Yeah, you know, except for vacation and weekends.
65 years, right?
Well, more than half since
1968.
More than half my life.
That scares the hell out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know,
I ain't liking it.
I've lived a long life.
Oh, that sounds that's depressing.
It really.
I mean, it is what we do.
It really is.
I know a lot of people wake up every damn day early. I get that, but.
And there was a time when you know I didn't have. A big pee. I didn't have a news guy.
Oh, I thought you had to pee.
I did it all.
Oh, geez.
You know, so I was there. Plus, it was another. This is when I was working in Portland, and they had the studios way the hell out of town when I first moved there. So I was up at 3:15
to drive the whole way there.
3:15 to drive there, and then get all the sound ready to go. And thank God I could just roll in and crack the mics now, and everyone else does
well,
my work for
that.
Me.
Nick Allen's going to help out today, too, a little later on.
Thanks for doing all my work for me, Puss. Well, I appreciate it.
We joke, but it really is kind of a well-oiled machine.
Pretty about as well as it's going to get.
Yeah, as good as it's going to get.
Well, exactly.
It's a machine.
We all do our things and then just show up and go on the air.
Unless there's a wrench in there.
Right. And, sometimes it's...
And the ball's usually a guest or something like that. But say we got to, you know... Nick Allen fits in well. He fits in. We got Craig Evans, who's just pretty much always been here, and Petey Mack for a long, long time, too. So, yeah, well-oiled machine coming your way this morning on the what is this, a Wednesday?
Yes, it is.
If it's, yeah, it's a live
Nick's
show.
Here.
Right. If Nick Allen's here, it's only Wednesday.
You know, we always joke about this because most of us don't care. I hate to be the Grinch all the time, but Christmas does sneak up on you when you don't care about it. You know, I still remember being a kid. I guess as an adult, you forget that you got crap to do, and all of a sudden it's there. And I realize it's what? It was yesterday. It was 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, but as a kid, you just go, oh, my God, I can't wait. Or then if you're in college, well, I'm on vacation and blah, blah, blah. Or if you're, I don't know, or if you hate your job. But this, it's just here. It's freaking here. Are you ready? Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
My wife's working now, so she expects me to help shop.
I guess.
And I don't like that.
Oh, man.
I don't like Christmas shopping, yeah, man.
I stepped foot.
Sucks ass. I don't mind paying the bills.
I went to a store yesterday.
Oh, God.
Actually went to a store. I can't remember the last time I've been in a store.
Yeah.
But I wanted this special comb. Okay. So
for the crab comb?
For the fleas and ticks?
For your balls?
Yeah.
I need crabs.
But I get to my doctor's appointment yesterday.
Don't say special comb.
No, it's a copper comb.
I know, but it sounds like for your pubes.
Wanted a wide tooth copper comb.
Got it.
All right. And
you have to go to a
doctor's in surgery, so I got a half hour to kill. So I went down to the Target that you like to go
to. Right. There's a Sally's Beauty place right beside that.
Okay. Dude. Super Target.
And with the Target guy.
Yeah. I looked around.
That's my Target.
Yep. And
surprised I didn't see you.
Nothing. Didn't have it.
Nothing. Yeah.
So I'm driving home, and there's another Super Target on the way home. Well, they might have it, so I stopped into that store.
Oh, so you were in two Super Targets.
Yes. And nothing. Didn't have it either. So why the hell do I even shop in a store? It's so much easier to shop online. I've gotten all my crap for Christmas that I bought for the kids or whatever. But it got it all online.
Well, you know, yep.
$4.95 on Amazon here.
I don't want to hammer everybody that works.
Oh, it's on Amazon now.
Wide tooth copper comb, right there.
Yeah, see, they weren't on there before. They were just on Target's website as of a week ago.
My wife and I walked into the store. I'm not going to give the name out. They might advertise, but because I'm not saying all workers are like this. But you know, sometimes getting a worker's attention in the store is a pain in the ass because they don't want to wait on you.
Oh yeah.
So there's three people standing there, three in their outfits. So I know they're all workers. And I just had a question about if they had this particular thing for my son. And I could tell the one guy was more engaged with the customer. The other two were just kind of standing there. So the other guy's kind of talking, so I'm not going to bug that guy. So I say, excuse me, to the woman on the end. And she looks at me, and then she looks, and she smiles, and she looks back at the other guy. And I'm thinking, no, excuse me, can I get your help? Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
Is it this one? Because they don't spend any money on radio,
no,
so screw them.
It was, write this down. These guys might. I know, screw them, exactly. They might.
Oh, yeah, they might.
They might, but screw her, I'll just say. Screw her. I don't get that. I understand sometimes working retail. Hell, I worked retail at Sears in high school, and I was not a friendly guy, I'm sure, but...
No.
But still, if I worked in customer service too, believe it or not.
Really?
I swear to God, but, customer service. And then they put me in the stock room where I deserved to be.
Yeah, that was better.
That was much better. I was not a customer guy.
After the experience I had, the experience you just described, I'm surprised.
Why, people go out at all?
Right, brick-and-mortar stores exist at all.
Yeah, I mean, I understand wanting to see something before you buy it. I really do. But I get why... Internet is picked up.
Yeah.
I mean, internet shopping.
I mean, I will go out.
Demand, yeah. Hell, we talked about millennials, at least millennial chicks, maybe lying a little bit, would rather shop on the internet than have sex because they're not having sex with older men. I think that's the story was,
that's,
right?
That's why. Yeah. But, the rare times I'll go buy clothes or shoes.
Right.
I prefer to, try them on.
Right, exactly.
But that's about it. Otherwise, I could just sit and point and click and buy stuff all day.
Yeah.
I don't buy stuff all day, but that's the way I prefer to shop anymore.
That shows up on your doorstep a couple days later, right?
Yeah.
Well, Merry Christmas. Hope you get out there, shop.
I think you can actually do the grocery delivery now in our town, too, through Amazon.
Yes, you can.
Yes,
the
you
Amazon
can.
Amazon Fresh, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Like same-day delivery, I think.
I think the problem, I think, like you said, is it helps. Now, we're getting all out. We're leaving the house today, but we're going to, a place to have a few drinks.
Yeah, we're being forced to.
Yeah, we're not shopping. We're going to a place where they're going to give us some alcohol and some horse divers, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so, basically, we'll be fine there. So
We're not being forced to. They just like us
there.
Yeah, they like us there.
Strongly suggesting.
Right.
I want to go.
Like going to those things.
Yeah, I do, too, because it gets me out of the house to drink.
We like radio advertisers.
Yes, we do. Thank you for advertising.
And you should like radio advertisers, too, because of radio advertisers, you don't have to pay a subscription fee.
No.
You don't have to pay an annual maintenance fee.
No, nothing.
You don't have to pay a monthly or nothing. A weekly fee. This stuff is free.
Yeah.
Absolutely free.
Even the podcast is free. But please patronize the advertisers on the radio stations we're on. That's why the show is free.
Yeah. Not even a $2.99 lifetime subscriber fee.
No. Nope.
Nothing like that. Absolutely.
They don't nickel
free.
And dime your ass all the time. I know. Doesn't get annoying.
Here's
I think that's one of the reasons satellite radio didn't really kick ass. People don't want to get nickel and dime, man.
Plus, you don't even have to log in.
Nothing.
And sign up.
Nah.
And put your email.
That drives me crazy.
Yeah. And sign up. No, none of that.
How many things have you not done because they start making you do that?
Yeah.
I said no. Nope.
Hundreds.
I'm
quit. Not doing it.
Give us your email and contact info.
Nope.
Goodbye.
Nope. Yeah. I would have checked out your site or your app or whatever, but I'm not going to fill this crap out.
Nope.
You know, I might even use your app, but I'm not going to fill this crap out. That was what they're doing right now on Capitol Hill. I just heard this coming in. They're talking about privacy settings and all kinds of stuff on electronic devices, and they were saying one of the problems is, to find your privacy setting on your phone is tough enough. They make it tough, and then. People know where it is. We talked to people. You knew plus earlier. But then they'll change that, and you'll get a form letter sometimes in the mail to tell you they've changed it. People don't get those form letters. And then for different apps, there are different settings for privacy that you can't find. And then they change them through form letters, which you don't read. So that way they get away with going back into your privacy. Even though you push the dope, so it's all scam.
Oh yeah, it's all hidden in. We changed our terms of service,
and then
do you agree to our terms? And it's the 420 page.
So if you don't
go
back that back,
I agree.
Exactly.
And then you just gave them all the information they want.
Yeah, I just say, listen, if there's MILFs in my area that want to bang me, they can find me.
They know where I'm at.
I'm not going through this whole
That's
sign
a good
up
point.
Process.
Hell, I'm even home during the day.
Right. You know how to find me.
Jeez, MILFs, we're actually there. Knock on the frickin' door. All right? Before, 3:15. All right. Quick break. Craig Evans in a few. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.